because of that?
On account of that.
Well, how about, have you ever heard of, if somebody's got a fever or something, have you ever heard of buck fever?
I've heard of it, but I never know anybody had it.
What is it?
I don't know what it is.
Did you ever call it anything else?
Just a high fever, though. I've heard fever called typhoid fever and scarlet fever. There's a whole lot of different kinds of fever.
I see. And did you ever call, you know, if you had a blister and it popped, there was water in it, did you ever call that anything else?
Buster?
Did you ever call it the water in it, what did you call that, humor?
I just let it go.
Okay, if you ever get a real bad cut on your arm, you know, out working in the fields or something, you say that's a
awful bad sore. Bad cut.
Oh, a wound or
a wound? Awful bad cut or a bad wound. Whatever it was. Now, when they step on a nail, that's a bad gash.
Yeah. And how about if you know something? And you cut yourself and the flesh is getting all bad. What would you call
that? Inflamed.
Have you ever heard proud flesh?
Yes, I've heard proud flesh in there.
What's that?
Well, it's just a kind of a, the flesh just looks like.
I'm sure you want them in.
No, that's fire. Across the veins.
Oh, I see. Yeah, what do you call proud flesh?
It's something that comes in a sore. Now, you can stick a nail in your foot and then it'll...
No, that'd be a strain, I reckon, what called it. Now, that's what I'd think it called then.
Now, whether you stuck that nail in there, if it's a flame that stuff come up in there, that'd been proud flesh. That's why I was...
Yeah. See, here are just
back cross veins.
This
large veins.
Blood clogs in that.
I see. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people got that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you've seen that or not.
Uh-huh. I think my neighbor has it or something.
Mm-hmm. That's the first I ever had.
That's the first time we've ever had that in our family.
Mm-hmm.
Back cross veins.
Well, what do you call them? You know when people have malaria? Have you ever had people with malaria?
Yeah,
what
malaria.
What do you give them for malaria? What medicine?
Well, we used to give teas, but now then the doctors that.
Uh-huh. Did you ever give them quinine or quinine?
Yeah, they used to give quinine and...
They quit doing that.
They did?
Old doctors used to do that all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Give you quinine and still. But now they give you shots for everything.
I guess so. Well, what about that stuff you put on cuts? Did you have the red stuff?
Iodine.
Iodine?
My.
Mm-hmm. And what about when you're talking and somebody died? What would you say about that? Would you say he passed away or?
He passed away or he died or he's gone.
Mm-hmm. And,
I've heard him say he's gone when they'd sitting around the bed and him die.
And when you say, if you're talking about somebody, you know, about an old dog, a dog or something that you didn't really like and you didn't want to say anything nice about it, what would you say?
Well, I don't know.
He died,
he's gone.
Uh-huh. And you're saying you don't, and somebody died and you didn't know why they died, you say, I don't know what he died.
I don't know what he died with, what caused his death.
Or you don't know what he died of, or around the church, you know, and where people are buried, what would you call that?
That's a cemetery or a graveyard.